This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. The unemployment rate in the United States, the lowest in 50 years.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The economy is booming and Americans are working. April jobs number out and they are big.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
263,000 jobs created in April. And to just give you just a bit more background on that, do keep this also in mind. That is on top of revisions upward for February and March. We actually added another 16,000 jobs during that period.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. It's a Friday, so we talk about a variety of topics. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Some really good news coming right out of the gate today, and that is the unemployment number, 3.5%. It's the lowest unemployment in 50 years since 1969. Unemployment in the Black and Hispanic community, lowest in history. 263 jobs added in the month of April alone. Over 2 million jobs created last year, including 250,000 manufacturing and mining jobs, 250,000 jobs in new construction projects, 3.2% increase in wages. So in addition to more people at the workforce, because unemployment at that point is basically zero, you have 3.2% increase in wages. Inflation still less than 2%. Stock market is strong. Professor Harry Hutchinson is law and economics professor. What does this tell us?
Well, it tells us that President Trump's economic agenda is working. So in sharp contrast with the Green New Deal, which offers greater regulations and control from Washington, D.C., coupled with higher taxes and higher unemployment, the United States unemployment rate is responding with the lowest level in 50 years. And so that is important news for the American people. So the unemployment rate is now at 3.6%. Non-farm payrolls rose by 263,000 in April, and over 2 million jobs were created over the last year, including 250,000 manufacturing jobs, plus 250,000 construction jobs. So I think no one can deny that the economy is doing well unless they're a candidate for the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I want to ask our audience, because we have people literally from across the country listening. Are they feeling this impact? So whether you're an employer, have you added more jobs? If you are someone who was looking for new employment or looking for a job, if you were unemployed, have you found a job or have you found a better job? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We usually don't touch on a lot of these economic-specific issues on the broadcast, but this deserves time because the fact that unemployment for Blacks and Hispanics is at the lowest in history of the United States since the numbers have been tracked under President Donald Trump, who gets accused of being what? You know, the racist and inciting kind of this racial divide in our country. And yet the employment for the two largest minority groups in America is at its lowest
in history.
So I really want to hear from folks. Have you found a better job? Have you found a job if you were looking? And if you are an employer, have you been adding jobs? 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110.
So, you know, while the Congress is focusing on, you know, investigations, although it's not getting as much attention today, admittedly, than it was getting even yesterday with these job numbers being so significant. And now we know that the FBI sent an informant to meet with George Papadopoulos. We're going to talk about that later in the broadcast. There's a lot going on there. But you look at these employment numbers, and if I'm running for Congress or I'm running for the Senate and you're on the Democratic side of the equation here, I wonder what they're thinking, Wes.
Well, all of this contradicts Joe Biden, who in launching his campaign last week said that wages were stagnant. That is not so. He said that the middle class is suffering, that manufacturing is suffering. All of these stats completely contradict Joe Biden, who's running for president of the United States. He wants to take us back to the good old days of the Obama administration.
Yeah. Well, if you're those good old days didn't include unemployment at this rate. And I'll tell you, this is to me, it's a huge thing and a big issue. And I think it's going to be a big issue in the campaign. It always is. All right. We're going to take your calls. Phone lines have jammed up. 1-800-684-3110. I'll tell you, there's a lot of interesting calls already coming in. So we'll take a break. We're going to come back. We'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. And again, support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that at aclj.org. Connect with us on social media. We'll be back with more in a moment.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're on the air, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the impact on the economy. We're getting great calls coming in because these numbers are staggering. I mean, 3.6 unemployment, which is basically, Harry, is it fair to say that's basically zero?
Yes, and in fact, it's almost below zero if you can come up with such a number, because there are so many jobs that are going unfilled. And so employers are, in some respects, are starving for employees. And so employees who are properly trained can name their schedule, can essentially name their salary. And that's one of the things that's so interesting. We live in a world wherein the Democratic Party, particularly the left-wingers, they want to demand increases in the minimum wage. Many employers without regulation are paying substantially above the minimum wage.
We're going to go to calls in a moment here, but I was going to ask this to you, Andy. I mean, we thought you and I have been looking at this. So you look at the economy, and then you juxtapose this with the those left of center talking about the Green New Deal, socialism, and then what economy in the world has 3.6% or less unemployment?
None that I know of. And when I looked at this figure of 3.6 unemployment today, and it said it's the lowest since 1969. I was in college at Emory University in 1969. That's 50 years ago. This is an all-time low. The Green New Deal doesn't even begin to touch any kind of figures like this. The idea that we're going to return to, as my colleague Harry Hutchison said, a concept that surfaced from the corrupt mind of Karl Marx in the 19th century, socialism. Why would we do that? Why would we listen to the ex-bartender Ocasio-Cortez and the followers that she has espoused with this ridiculous program when you've got these kinds of economic results coming forth?
I don't know.
You wouldn't.
They're not. Maybe they're not.
I hope not.
All right, let's go take a call.
Really interesting calls coming in. We'll start with Joe in North Carolina on line one. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Joe.
Thank you.
Yep.
I love your show.
Thanks.
I listen to it every day.
Where are you in North Carolina?
I'd rather not say, because I don't want to get myself in too much trouble with the good news I've got.
Okay.
I manage an apartment complex, over 100 units.
Yep.
And I've been doing it for many years. And I have noticed, truthfully, since Trump took office, the rates have been going up. People are able to pay their rent again. And I feel like I'm at the grassroots. I know when people have money and when they don't.
No, I mean, I think apartment rental and trucking, are very much kind of barometers for the economy.
Yeah, people can pay their rents. Rents can go up so that your company you're working for making money back. And it seems like you were a company that was pretty nice to people during rough times. And now during good times, they're able to pay and pay more. So it's allowing them to listen. A lot of that group is the people finally moving out of their parents' houses. Remember, that was a big problem in the Obama administration. Yes. People graduating college.
No job.
Couldn't find a job or grad school even. And so they moved back home. These apartment rentals, which I see them going up around where I live too, and these are kind of high end, but high end and kind of starting high end are people that are getting jobs, obviously.
I was up at, we had a board meeting at Regent University last week, and I was talking to the law school dean, and employment for lawyers right now, Andy, is like when we came out of law school
when I came out, it was the Obama years, 2009, and I will tell you what happened was the top law school grads, like from the Harvards and the Yales, were taking the city attorney jobs that would usually be taken by people who graduated from the state law schools, good law schools, but not Harvard and Yale, because the big firms were paying about the same amount or less, or just weren't hiring. So they were kind of falling apart. Remember those big firms?
When I came out of law school, 1979, 1980, it was during the Carter years. It was pretty rough.
Terrible.
And I graduated very near the top of my class, number two in my class. And I was fortunate to get, I wanted to be a trial lawyer, so I got hired by chief counsel's office, the IRS, the Treasury Department. But it was interesting, and when I came out, normally, you would have gone right into private practice. But when the economy was kind of rocky, the government positions were better. You came out in
1974, in December of 74.
So that was when we had the inflation issues going on.
It was a terrible time, and you couldn't get a job in the private sector among the private law firms because the first job I had was in the Georgia House of Representatives, and from there I went to the Attorney General's office and stayed in government for 8 years before I went into private practice.
Well, because we went into private practice about the same time.
Think about it. You talked about inflation. It's still less than 2% right now.
What does that say, Harry?
Well, it says that we can have growth without producing inflation. And if the inflation rate stays low, this will put a brake on the ability of the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. So it means that people can purchase a house, they have plenty of income, but they don't have to pay exorbitant interest on their mortgage. That means that if they wish, they can buy a larger house, or they can have more disposable income.
Wes?
Well, and I think it's interesting that some economists right now, the Federal Reserve is going to keep the rate where it is, but some economists, the economy is so strong, it's flourishing so much, there have been some, including President Trump, who says the Federal Reserve needs to lower it by 1 point.
Well, the point there is you want to keep what the president's doing is proactive. Yeah. Keep the inflation potential in check. And right now, I think we have a finely tuned machine right now that's operating in a way we have not seen in.
And then for the investors, stock market's at over 26,000.
The investor includes everybody. From the teacher to the trucker to the businessman. Most people have some kind of 401k, kind of retirement plan. You don't even have to look anymore. It's 26,500 today.
Let's go to the phone. We were talking about the trucking industry. Let's go to Trevor in South Dakota online too. Trevor, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hey, Trevor, and I always say that logistics trucking is always a barometer of the economy. Go ahead.
So you hit the nail right on the head. Thank you for taking my call and appreciate everything you guys do.
Thanks.
There are companies here in South Dakota that are looking for truckers offering $25 an hour plus benefits, and we can't find people. So...
If you're talking $25 an hour plus benefits, which are at least another $10 when you calculate another, so it's $40 an hour. This is what lawyers in the day used to make. I mean, it's more now, but still $40 an hour. You work 40 hours a week, and truckers do more than that. That's $1,600 to $2,000 a week. That's $80,000 a year.
Starting. And if you look at South Dakota, you should note that the South Dakota income/price rate is so low that your $80,000 in South Dakota goes much further than probably $160,000 in New York City. Yeah. So if you look at the cost of living, that is a huge salary, starting salary, keep in mind, as opposed to your maximum income, which will likely be much greater.
Yep.
I want to go back to the phones because so unique. Great calls. They're unique. They're different. And I think it's very interesting for people to hear who are, learn about different industries. But Jamie's also feeling the effect in one of the government departments, which this is great news as well. Jamie in Texas on line three tells a lot about what the Trump administration has been able to do. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, sir.
You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am a veteran, and ever since President Trump took office, the Veterans Administration, I mean, from the bathrooms even cleaner at the VA building. But I just wanted to share the health care has gotten so good in the VA. I just went last week for my annual exam. And that's normally what we get and what our household, I get all my health care needs through the Veterans Administration. Sure. And my primary physician told me that I can now, because the backlog, they've caught up on the backlog, I can now go twice a year. So we thank God for that because it's money that is in our pockets that we don't have to pay out of pocket for further health care. And I really appreciate that, and that's what my primary care physician said, is that because of the backlog, or previously I could only go once a year, and now I can go twice a year, so it's really a blessing.
Well, Jamie, first, thank you for your service, and the president, I've been there when he's talked about this, the president has made a priority of and Wes, you're a veteran, of getting the VA more updated so that we can really service the men and women that have served our country.
Right, right. And I get part of my care at the Veterans Administration hospitals too. And part of what the president has done, there are certain cities where the VA Medical Center is far behind. The one in Nashville, Tennessee, where I frequently go, they're short on doctors and nurses. So if you're a doctor or nurse, you can get a job there. But at the same time, the president also has given us the opportunity, if there is a long wait, to go to a private physician.
That was a big move.
And a big move for veterans, and the VA will pay for it.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. We're getting questions and calls from all over the country, which is great. So this is what we wanted to do on this Friday. We'll take more of your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Those of you who are on the phones, hang on the line there. Lines are jammed right now, but we'll go through a bunch when we come back from the break. Look, I think this is an unusual moment. And I think what a day to celebrate on a Friday that the economy is soaring, which is good for the United States of America and our citizens. In the minority communities, the Hispanic community, African-American community, Black community, lowest unemployment rate in history. So I don't know if I'm on the other side politically. What is the equation going to be here? It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out with 20 seconds to go.
They'd rather people not have to work at all. I mean, that's the truth. That's the Bernie Sanders way.
That's the Bernie Sanders way.
You don't have to work so hard. And that's not America. America, we work hard to earn. And we want the ability to be able to work hard. And people have that ability right now.
All right, we're taking a break. We'll come back with your calls, 800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 3.6% unemployment. Unemployment for Black and Hispanics community, lowest in history. 263,000 jobs added in April. 2 million jobs created last year, including 250,000 in manufacturing and mining, 250,000 new construction jobs. Professor Hutchinson, when you look at the job creation in those two fields, mining, manufacturing, I think they're looking at us together, and then new construction, what does that tell us?
Well, it tells us that the economy is robust. Plus, it provides an inherent forecast that the economy will continue to grow, in part because those industries, construction, mining, and manufacturing, are so foundational to the economy. In addition, it suggests that blue-collar workers and blue-collar wages are rising. One of the big issues in the United States, particularly during the Obama administration, was that blue-collar workers were left behind. And in order to earn a decent wage in the United States, it used to be the case that you had to be in professional employment. And so I think this suggests a balanced economy going forward. And also, this suggests that President Trump's economic agenda is working. Lower taxes, lower regulations, lower corporate taxes. That is the way to move the country forward, and we are now enjoying the benefits of that.
We are hearing from all these different industries as well. I mean, you know, and when a manufacturer goes from and adds 70 additional employees, you know, they're no longer a small business anymore. I mean, they're moving up from the 50 and under small business category to a larger business category, which is also means more revenue for cities, more revenue for the community that they're in to build better infrastructure, build better roads, build better schools. So it starts benefiting everyone, not just who is employed, but their families and then those in that community as well. And again, we're hearing this from, I mean, I'm literally taking a call from a totally different industry. Every call so far has been from a different industry. Some will not be at a point, but this is now in the oil industry. Susan in Texas, on line 4, domestic oil industry. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Alive.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. There's a couple of things I want to say.
Sure.
And I want to start out with... First of all, we have to stop demonizing my industry, the oil industry.
Absolutely.
Because literally everything that we use and that we have that makes our lives comfortable comes from petroleum-based products, okay? Literally everything. And I also want to say that the oil industry, the major oil brokers have always put they have contributed more money towards saving the environment than any other industry in the world. So stop demonizing us, because without us, people would not have tires to put on their car. They wouldn't have plastics to make their phones out of that they live on these days. So they need to consider that. Even hand lotion, that's a petroleum-based product.
Yep.
So stop demonizing us. Now, in 2014, when oil price crashed, I've been in this industry for 20 years.
Yeah.
I had just actually started my own brokerage about 6 months prior to that. And I lost everything.
Yeah.
I lost everything. The only thing I didn't lose was my pickup truck, because Ford Credit was so awesome. They worked with
That's
me.
Good.
For the whole following next year until I was able to go back to work. Now, when was I able to go back to work? When President Trump went on the campaign trail and started talking about being energy independent, and oil prices started going up.
Yep.
And I was able to go back to work and pay off all my bills that I had defaulted on. And ever since he has been on the scene, I have had steady work. And I am so grateful for that. I'm
That's a huge deal. I think, Susan, we just dropped you. But, I mean, you think about that change between 2014 when you're losing everything and now just because of what he was talking about on the campaign trail in the 2016 election, and he gets elected and the changes get made. That is very significant. And that is someone working, you know, independently on their own in the oil industry. I agree with you. I think, you know, this administration certainly does not demonize. They've tried to create more pipelines. We all use it. There's lots of products like you talked about. We're not even talking about like just our cars and our trucks and our airplanes and everything else, but all the other products that flow from that as well. I mean, and how do you get those all the other products through the trucks, the airplanes, and cars? So again, Susan, I thank you for your call, and that's very specific to how Susan. This is a great call too, Robert in Texas. On line one. Also, Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, it's good to talk with y'all.
Hey, Robert.
I was able to start my construction and handyman business pretty much at the beginning of Trump's administration.
Yep.
And I am very, very busy, and I've been able to take on another employee. I pay him around average $15 an hour.
And
so it's been really good.
This is the beginning, Robert, of like the American dream. You start your own business, you start out working hard, you get very busy, you bring on someone else, and if this stays on track this way, you're probably going to have to bring on somebody else. I mean, Robert's call is the American dream, starting at, he's working hard, and it gets to a point where he can't do all the work anymore. He brings on someone else, probably have to bring on someone else eventually if we stay on this track. Just like the caller before, people going out on their own, creating their own businesses at the smallest level, and then growing them. Guys?
Yeah, I think that, I think back to President Obama. He chided the business community and I think the American people. He made the statement, manufacturing jobs, they are not coming back. He literally said that, and that's just not the case. And if you listen to the Democrat candidates running for president, and there's 21 of them now, they seem to be presenting answers that are in search of a problem with more government programs and socialist policies and what have you. And I think what's illustrated in some of the things that the Democrat candidates are saying is a real disconnect with the average American, with the common person in America, because they are still talking about the suffering middle class. They're still talking about stagnant wages. They're still talking about people needing jobs, even though none of these things are factual. And I think it shows that elitist mentality from these wealthy Democrat candidates who say, hey, American people, we know what's best for you. Let us fix this. And they're trying to fix something that is not broken.
Folks, we're going to continue to talk about this the second half hour. We've got a lot of calls. Dan, Steve, Art, Tammy, a couple of lines that were coming through right now. 1-800-684-3110. Larry as well. We're going to get to your calls. Talking about these economic numbers, which are just truly outstanding. 3.6 unemployment, the lowest since 1969. Unemployment for blacks and Hispanics, lowest in history. This from Department of Labor. 263,000 jobs added in April. Over 2 million jobs created last year, including 250,000 manufacturing and mining jobs, 250,000 new construction jobs, 3.2% increase in wages, inflation less than 2%, and the stock market over 26,000. Folks, it is, again, this is something to celebrate in America. And what I get so upset about is the left is hearing them try to downplay this economy because it's like they need America to be hurting for their message to be successful, or come up with a new message, come up with some new policies. How can you make this better instead of needing it to be worse to get elected? But people should not forget. Don't take these numbers for granted. It's because of who's in the Oval Office and the team that's in place. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. ACLJ.org. Great pieces there. And where to support us, ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at ACLJ.org.
live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
You know, let me tell you, just because we may not get to it in the next, the final half hour of the broadcast, because we've got so many calls coming in on the economy. The ACLJ has filed our brief in California versus Trump. This is the National Emergency Declaration case about the border. Now, interesting, we've got the brief up. You can get it at aclj.org. It was filed yesterday. The lawsuit from California against President Trump does not challenge the president's emergency declaration or his power to declare a national emergency, like we said all along. They express their dislike, but they never actually challenge its validity. Instead, the lawsuit's aimed at stopping the president from using duly appropriated funds to counter international criminal and drug trafficking activity along the border. So they've shifted kind of their plan there. We also plan to file another case later this month in Washington, D.C., a lawsuit where it's the House of Representatives is actually the plaintiff. So Pelosi and the House and the Democrat House of Representatives, and we'll defend the president's constitutional and statutory authority to secure our national border. I wanted to make sure you knew we filed in that case and that we're involved there. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to the phones. I think we'll just have to go in order. People have been holding on because people have been holding. Let's go to Art in California on line 5. Art, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks. First of all, I want to just say thank you to Jay and the whole team. You guys are doing an incredibly awesome job and representing us for so many things that are taking place. I appreciate that immensely. I wanted to comment on the early campaigning of Trump and what he was actually stating at the podium and as he was going across the country. And I wonder if the American people can recall that one of the things he was espousing and telling is that the amount of jobs and what the country is going to be, what if he takes office, is going to be so incredible, it's going to be amazing, in his words, and I paraphrase.
Yeah.
And so here we are, fast forward, what, 2-plus years into his administration, and now the country is experiencing an explosion of jobs in the market, in the economy, so much so that, as was stated earlier, there's companies that they cannot find people. So if there's something that can be talked about as far as the administration, there's two things. Number one is the amount of time that he has turned things around and allowed for the creation of a tremendous economy. And number two is how much growth this country has had as far as companies and people to start their own businesses and whatnot. It's something that the American people, I think, are ecstatic, and actually they're enjoying the fruits. And at the end of the day, really, hey, listen, talk is cheap. The evidence of what we're actually seeing is being absorbed.
You remember a couple of weeks ago they tried to say, well, see, the tax cuts didn't have any effect. Yeah, right. Look at this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're talking about, they try to make it about like how many extra dollars you got in your pocketbook. How about, did you get employed? Did you get a better job? Did you get to hire more employees? Are you having trouble? That's always a good problem to have if you're having trouble finding more employees if you're in business. And again, I think that's where you see the impact. It's not always just direct in your tax return. It's in the economy as well, because there were corporate tax issues there. And like we said, when that caller took his business from 50 employees to 70 more to 120, that went from a small business to now a larger company. I mean, yes, when you get to that, you're treated differently under the legal system, taxed differently, which is good for the community as well. It benefits more than just your workers. You have to, you know, and so I think that it improves so many different aspects of life, school systems, at the hospitals and healthcare systems, even though that's needs to be reformed right now. We have so many calls coming in. We have one opposed, which we will take. Even though they haven't been on the longest, maybe we'll take them when we come back to have a little fun with this, because there's so much good news. It's like
what did the president say? He said that you're going to say we're winning too much.
We're winning too much. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. I mentioned our brief. We have filed a National Emergencies Act case, and the Democrats and the left, they've given up on actually challenging the president's declaration of a national emergency. Now it's that they don't like that he wants to use the funds to stop drug traffickers.
Yeah, so what they want to focus on is because I think that op-ed in the New York Times made it very clear there's an emergency. So now what are they doing? Oh, it's a funding decision. There you go. We'll talk about that some too.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
These numbers, we do have someone who is like a liberal. They don't like it. It's not good enough for them. Jacob in Indiana on line one. Jacob, you're on the air.
Hey, Jacob.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to say I've never heard this show before. I'm currently a box truck driver for a small company, less than 30 employees.
Okay.
And I'm a Bernie supporter. I've always been a liberal, but I just wanted to talk about an issue you guys were just speaking
sure.
about. The fact that we have low unemployment, I don't feel like that's a good enough indicator about the economy, because I was, before I got this job, I worked at Walmart for 3 years, and I worked really hard, like more than 40 hours a week every week.
Yeah.
I did everything my boss would tell me to do, and I only got a 50-cent raise in 3 years. And I made so little that I had to go and get food stamps. I had to apply for assistance in housing. And I feel like in an economy that's the richest in the entire world, we shouldn't have this problem that we have 15 million people that work.
First of all, Jacob, I appreciate you finding us on the station. Let's start addressing some of this. Well, let me give statistics to everybody again. 3.6% unemployment, lowest since 1969. But also, there was a 3.2% increase in wages last year. So I'm going to go to our law and economics professor, Jacob, Professor Harry Hutchinson, to address the issues you raised, because you sound like a sincere guy. You're asking a real question. But wages are, it's not just unemployment is down to record numbers of the lowest unemployment we've had in 50 years, but also wages are up.
Yes. And not only are wages up, they are up disproportionately for blue-collar workers. So this is a reversal of recent history. So if you go back to the Obama administration and the Obama administration's anemic economy, that economy largely and disproportionately benefited the rich. That is why Goldman Sachs and other investment bankers strongly supported Hillary Clinton as opposed to Donald Trump. The rich realize that in the anemic economy of President Obama, they receive disproportionate benefits, and they even look down on blue-collar workers. President Trump embraces blue-collar workers and blue-collar voters, and they are benefiting from this very strong economy. The lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. That's stunning.
All right, so Jacob, you're still with us?
Yeah, and okay. If I might say,
go ahead.
If I might say back, sure. I totally agree with the fact that Obama and Hillary were horrible. I don't feel bad about saying that. I'll even say that over 80% of the Democrats just suck. But I still think that it's a problem in both parties that they never address the
fact I want to be clear that you said that, Jacob, not me. Okay. Jacob, Jordan has it. I know you're new to the broadcast, but Jordan's one of our hosts here.
Yeah.
He's got a question for you.
Yeah, I mean, so you mentioned that, you know, you weren't feeling like you were getting the raises you needed at Walmart and you're working hard, but then you found a new job. You mentioned now you're driving a box truck. Are you making more money? Were you able to find a job to make more money?
I still don't make enough. I still.
But you do make more money. That kind of, you make more money now than before.
Yeah, $2 an hour. But I said, I'm not talking just about me. I know a lot of people who are in the position I'm talking about. That we have over 15 million people, and it's growing every year, that work full time over 40 hours, but don't make enough to survive and have.
Well,
to go
I mean,
on
but
well.
But that has changed. I mean, you have to say this, Jacob, though, that in the last 2 years. That has changed significantly, both the wage gaps, as you would call them, and the unemployment number, and an increase of wages, and a decrease in inflation. Those are all positive signs. I mean, I don't think you're disputing that this has been progress compared to what we had before.
Yeah, there's progress,
okay.
But I feel like on both sides, they don't address.
Look, I think here's what the president would tell you. This is the beginning.
Yeah.
This is 2.5 years in. Go ahead, Andy.
No, I'm saying, we just started. I mean, the president has been president for 2 years and 5 months. I mean, what do you want? I mean, he's performed, I think, a miraculous feat in turning this economy around in the mere 2.5 years he has been president of the United States. That is tremendous progress. You moved from a job at Walmart to driving a box truck. You're making more money than you did before. One thing I cannot understand how a person like you, who sounds very intelligent, who is very hardworking, and who is apparently pays their bills and tries to do all the things that you want to do on an entrepreneurial level, can possibly support Bernie Sanders, who wants to pass out ballots in the penitentiary so the felons can vote. I just don't understand that.
I appreciate Jacob's call. I do think what Jacob has to understand is that if Bernie Sanders become president, that two more dollars he's making an hour would be gone to taxes to pay for a bunch of free programs. I mean, I don't think he's getting that. The better he does,
right?
Bernie Sanders is going to take more of his money. I don't think Bernie Sanders will become president, but
Sanders' statement on the felons voting and the Sarnoffs thing, you look at his poll numbers. That's tanked pretty significantly. Let's go ahead. Wes, you want to say something?
Well, we had 8 years of very, very left-wing policies financially and what have you. President Trump has come in. He has renegotiated our trade deals. He has taken government regulations back, as he should have. There's tax reform. All of these things are part of what's boosting this strong, flourishing economy. And I really don't think the average American wants to go back to the policies of the Obama administration when we struggled, and they essentially said, unless you got a job in the tech industry, that there was no hope.
Yeah, I don't think people want to have to necessarily, the only option is to be retrained.
Right.
Which was what the Obama administration said. They don't want to have to rely on the government to pay their bills or get food for them. They want to be able to do it themselves with the training they have. That doesn't mean the next generation won't get the tech training. They are getting that in school. But for those who are currently in the workforce, already have been in the workforce. Yep. And this is like Dan's call from Nebraska online, too. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just got to say, all these previous callers, pretty much summed it up for me. But one thing I really got to reiterate and appreciate the fact you guys are talking about the blue-collar jobs.
Yes.
I started my own trucking company 2 years ago. Last year, I grossed over
$230,000. Great.
That's
the backbone of the economy, by the way, Dan. I'll let you finish a minute. But that, you understand, what you're doing is the back. That's most businesses are. That's the sweet spot. That's the range. But go ahead.
But I live in a part of Nebraska. You know, I live way out west in the panhandle. The economy relies on agriculture and transportation, light manufacturing. I mean, it's the way it always has been. It's the way it's honestly always going to be. But the companies out there that are looking for help, because they're going steady, they've got some small growth and everything, but they're constantly looking, because the people that are everybody has a job that wants a job.
Yeah.
The people that don't have jobs, they either can't work or won't work, one of the two.
Yeah.
But the people who want to work are working, and there is room to go up.
And I think, and that is great. I mean, Dan, that's, you know, if you're in rural Nebraska and everybody who's got a job, everybody who wants a job can get a job. And like you said, it's mostly those who don't have a job are the people in this 3.6% unemployment, which is basically zero, are people who can't work. And then, of course, that small group that won't work. It doesn't matter what incentives there. They just would rather rely on the government services and programs for whatever reason. But for the most part, Americans are a group of people that want to work. They take pride in working and not having to rely on the government, especially when we have a good economy and there's not really an excuse to have to rely on the government. But, you know, he talked about agriculture, too, and that's how the left has been trying to attack agriculture on this. And we're not hearing that. And I think that, yes, the agriculture, the one reason why is because the ag industry, unlike many, gets very propped up by the U.S. government so that when we had the trade wars and have to renegotiate trade and tariffs and things like that, those stay as stable as possible because the U.S. government comes in and helps the American farmer because we see it as a cornerstone. It's food safety is also an issue in our country. Again, I think, can we try to take one more call before the break? Let's try. Let's go to Steve in Florida on line three. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I'm an over-the-road trucker.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm a flatbed driver, so a lot of our industry is steel, aluminum, everything. And, you know, I'm a Trump supporter, but, you know, we're actually taking a hit because the economy could be so much better if it wasn't for the fact that the Democrats are holding up the infrastructure bill.
Yeah, so what, I was going to ask Professor Hutchinson about that. It's a very good question, Steve. The infrastructure bill will increase, again, but talking about a ton of jobs, first of all, but also increases our transportation capabilities.
So overall, the infrastructure bill will demonstrably improve the productivity for virtually every single worker in America. Plus, it will provide a short-term boost for the economy. But meantime, the Democrats are focused on socialism and radical abortion bills that virtually no one supports.
All right, folks, when we come back, we continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 as we celebrate these job numbers and want to hear from you. We asked you, how is it impacting you? How is it impacting your business across the board? You know, different industries, different businesses, and we're taking your calls. We've got a final segment. That's all we do is take calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Also, let me encourage you to stay engaged with us at the American Center for Law and Justice. You could do that by going to ACLJ.org. Sign up for our newsletters or updates. That's very important. Also, Facebook. I've got a Facebook page. Jordan does. The ACLJ does. Also, Twitter at Jordan Sekulow, at Jay Sekulow. Good way to stay engaged with us. Back with more in a moment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
phenomenal calls coming in from around the country, and we're going to go right back to those phone calls. I'm going to play, we just played during the break for our friends on Facebook and Periscope, the tune Hold Your Head Up by Argent, which I think is a pretty, very appropriate. It was a good select, whoever made that select in our team. But we're going to play that for you at the end of the broadcast. But anyways, let's go ahead and go right back to the phones.
Yeah, always a big deal. We hear the union unions endorsing Democrats. They've already started to do that with Joe Biden, firefighters unions. But as President Trump has said, there's a big difference between the union leaders and the rank and file, the actual union workers. And we've got a call coming in. Tammy in California on line six to address just that. Tammy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call and for everything you do. You are appreciated.
Thanks, Tammy.
So my husband has been a union employee. He's an electrician, and he does nothing but commercial construction. During the Obama administration, he was laid off seriously more than he worked.
Yep.
Now that we've had President Trump in office, he has been working steady the entire time. In fact, one time he was laid off. You know, obviously they work themselves out of a job. When the job's complete, they go to the next one. So the job was completed on a Thursday, and he got his layoff notice. He goes to the hall on Friday, and we weren't knowing how long he was going to be laid off, you know. And Monday, he went back to work, and it's been steady the entire time.
That's why I think there's a lot more, Harry, I think there's a lot more union leadership, union member support for the president than leadership. I mean, this guy has, he has been around construction sites his whole life. Yeah. That's when he grew up as a kid.
You're absolutely right. There's a huge difference between the rank and file and union leaders. Where do most union leaders of national unions live? They live in Washington, D.C., and they're strong supporters of the Democratic Party. However, the rank and file have to live in the real world. In the real world, you're concerned about jobs. You're concerned about employment. You're concerned about wage increases and putting food on the table. And I think the rank and file are beginning to turn against their leaders, and that is the correct approach. Union leaders will embrace, at the end of the day, socialist policies if that continues to give them power.
Let's get right to the phones, try to get through all these calls. Larry in New York, line four. Larry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Doing a great job.
Thanks.
I'm a farmer, and I'm in the town of Niagara area near Niagara Falls.
Yep.
And I've been shipping hay down south for racehorses, show horses.
Yep.
I've been a farmer since a kid, and I've never seen such a demand picked up. They were selling horses like crazy down south, and now all of a sudden they're buying horses, and I cannot keep up. I ship about 130 trailers a year. And the economy, I mean, us farmers, I don't care what everybody else says. The farmers, I deal with 40 different farmers buying hay, and every one of them just, I don't know where they're getting their statistics from, but they all love them. They all say, you know, you got to bite a little bit with the trade deal and everything.
Yep.
But in the long run, it comes around.
Well, farmers get that because you're in the business for the long run. You know, you're not there. You know, you just become a farmer for a year and then move on to another business. This is what you've done for your life. But I think what you pointed out too was in these racehorse areas and show horse areas, people were selling off the assets. They couldn't afford to keep them, so they were selling them. And now people are buying them. And those are, if you don't know that industry as well, we have some family members who horses are expensive. That's like car prices and up.
Yep.
More expensive than the average car price, I think, is these show horses and race horses. So if people are doing that
as
a
lot of horse racing when you were a kid?
No, I did not.
How about horse equestrian?
No, I'm not a big equestrian. But
we have family members.
I do appreciate the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. I got a horse race. I'm not endorsing gambling for our Christian radio audience. You know, I think I think you could enjoy the pageantry. And also, that's a much bigger industry than just the Kentucky Derby and the two other races. There's college level and people. Again, he just brought up three industries in one: shipping the hay, getting the hay from the farms in New York to the southeast of the country, and why do they need the hay? Because there's so many expensive horses being sold. That's three different industries right there.
We do have two nieces that are really great equestrians.
Yeah, but that's really the only reason I know much about it.
Okay, let's go take another call.
Marion in California on line five. I do know those racehorses in Kentucky Derby are very expensive. They love talking about that during the coverage. Marion, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marion.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for all that you do.
Sure.
You guys are amazing.
Thanks.
So we are very grateful out here for our president. Our son, who's 32, was recently hired as a materials handler at a little over $15 an hour. And on his first paycheck, he was paid $18.50 an hour. He has full benefits. He has bonuses coming and opportunities for 401k.
Yep.
And he was able to buy land in Colorado where he hopes to build a home.
Well, this is Andy, isn't this exactly the point?
This is the whole thing. This is what my grandparents and Jay's yep. grandparents came to the United
exactly.
States for in the beginning of the 20th century, for what we sometimes as we call the American dream. It is it's an American reality now. When somebody who can start out making so much an hour dreams of having a home, dreams of having land, dreams of something in the future, this is what it's all about.
And these are a lot of people who are experiencing this in deeply blue states where there's still yes. high taxes, and it's still this economy is coming through and benefiting them, even in places where the state is still highly regulating businesses and highly taxing businesses. Let's
yep.
try to take more calls. Time is running quick. Out. Yep. Tony in New Jersey, line one.
Hey, you're on. Go quick.
Hello, gentlemen. Yep. Very quickly, the difference that I see between the Obama economy and President Trump is amazing, because I honestly thought, I worked in a grocery store my yep. whole life with the union, and once Obamacare was passed, they forced us to take all of our part-timers down to 20 hours,
yep.
hired a ton of other part-timers, and then started getting rid of all the full-timers through attrition. Because as we left, they weren't replaced.
You're exactly correct, Harry. That when the Obamacare issue went in, that impacted unemployment significantly.
Absolutely, it depressed wages and it depressed employment massively.
All right, let's try to get the last call.
Yeah, in. Keith in Ohio on line two. Keith, welcome to JSEC Live.
Go ahead, Keith.
Sure, thank you. Yep. This just responds to Jacob a little earlier. I'm self-employed, African-American conservative,
yep.
and grew up in the project, single yep. mother. But the thing is, you can't make $25 an hour if you only have $10 an hour qualifications.
Yeah, very good
and
point.
And to those people out there that want to make more, you have to get trained, you have to get certified, you have to get educated,
yep.
and then you can make the money that you want to make.
There's a lot of ways to get there, Keith, without a four-year degree. Like you said, there's training, there's certification programs. Sometimes employers will pay that for you. Sometimes you live in a state that will pay a lot of that for you. So you don't have to necessarily get to the 4-year degree to take yourself up from a $10 right. an hour employee to a $25 an hour employee.
Great program, great weekend. We're going to play a little tune for you on Facebook and Periscope, so a little music for you as we go out and celebrate the weekend. Have a great one. Again, I want you to stay engaged with the ACLJ. Let me also say to our members that are listening on this broadcast right now or watching us on TV, your support of the ACLJ this year has been great. We're up about 8% from where we were last year, which is even better. So your support's making a huge difference. I want to just say from all of us at the American Center for Law and Justice, everybody you're seeing on this broadcast, the team behind the studio here, thank you. Your support allows us to do this work here in the United States and around the globe. You can continue to support the work of the ACLJ. Very easy way to do it, ACLJ.org. Stay engaged with us on Facebook, social media, Instagram, and at Twitter. We'll talk to you Monday.
It has been our mission for nearly at the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.